Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now, this is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a hump day on the Press Box. I'm live, loud, and accounted for, because if I'm not, I'm going to be falling sound asleep.
Why?
Because the press, I mean, because This Week in Baseball put me to sleep.
Oh, see, that's not nice. Right off the top, you're going to mention them right off the top.
Yeah. I mean,
You came from Starbucks, so there should be plenty of caffeine in you.
Well, you should be happy I did, because I needed it, because
I needed it too, so thank you.
The Madster got up at 4:45 this morning and decided, Dad, I ain't going back to bed, so neither did I, and therefore saw way too much of the morning show on Channel 2, because I could not go back to sleep. So I got the second dose of coffee so that we can get through the day.
Well, it's only 3 hours, right? It's not like we're in construction.
That's a good point.
Charlie makes you feel like he's doing construction when he's just sitting on his ass for 2 hours.
Well, but I think it's more about his delivery and topical selections than it is anything else.
See, now you're the one that's going hard on him like that.
Because he deserves it. Because when he picks his spots on me, I don't retaliate near enough. So what's going on in your world? What are we concentrating on today? Because there's a lot to talk about. There was some normalcy in the NBA, and then there wasn't.
Right.
There was some not-so-normalcy at Minute Maid Park, but then again, it's the same things on a different day. And then there's lots of other news coming out of the NFL and otherwise, so we've got plenty of topics to choose from today. And if it's anything like yesterday, we are going to have some fun, because yesterday was a kick-ass show where we just kind of mixed it up, and we got the peeps involved, and that one just rolled right through.
That really was a fun show. I had a blast. It went by so quickly. It did not feel like 3 hours. It felt closer to about an hour and a half. So agreed. That was a really good, fun show. And now it just makes things easy with the Dodgers in town. Unfortunately for the Astros, they sucked yesterday, but they get another go at it tonight, against your boy, Trevor Bauer.
Yeah, you know what? And I was thinking about this. They're not intimidated by Trevor Bauer, nor should they be.
I don't think they are.
Him in the playoffs when he was with the Indians. And, you know, no matter how much crap he talks, it's just, you know, it's funny. So I don't know if you remember a guy by the name of Jake Reiner. Jake Reiner was a news reporter at Channel 2 for a while. Jake Reiner's daddy, Rob Reiner, was meathead on All in the Family, but he is a big-time movie producer and director in Hollywood now, and he's done, I think he did Sleepless in Seattle. I think he did, if you look up...
Oh, he has like some... You mentioned this on The Suspects, right? Like, he had a production company?
Rob Reiner's a big deal in Hollywood. His dad is Carl Reiner. I think, I don't know if Carl's still alive or he just recently passed. One of the legendary comedians in all of Hollywood history. But the Reiner family are big in Hollywood. They're moguls. Rob got into producer-director roles. He's made a boatload of cash. They're massive Dodger fans, too. So when he came here, I thought it was interesting. The reason why I brought up Jake Reiner in the past, Nick, was because he was doing a general interest story on gas prices one day at the gas station over there on the feeder road of 59 by Minute Maid Park.
Okay.
He decided to ask a young athletic gentleman with sunglasses on his opinions on the gas prices, and then said, if we use your name on the air, could we get your name, sir, and what do you do?
Oh, my God.
Now
and
the guy said, I'm George Springer. And yep. Jake said, no, you're not. And he said, yeah, I am. So now, before the game yesterday, as I'm settling in to watch the Dodgers and the Astros with the wife, and I check Twitter, and Jake Reiner says, Astros fans really hate Dodger fans, and I'm really wondering why. And I had a tweet ready to go, and I didn't press send, but God bless Houston fans who were right on the same wavelength, because my tweet was going to be, well, before I answer that, What Houston TV reporter would not know who George Springer is or what he does?
Yeah.
Then I followed it up because I looked. Jake's new job is he works covering the Dodgers. So I put, I certainly hope in your new job you know all the players on your team. But I didn't send it. But then I looked at the comments. Someone got him first on the Houston sports, the Houston George Springer thing, and he responded, "Astro fans never forget," with a laughing emoji. Why should we?
Why wouldn't they point that out? Like, and have you seen some of the bars? Like ATX Hobo Girl tweeted out, and I responded to it. Apparently, there was like this Dodger, like a bunch of Dodgers fans in a fight on the Woodrows and Edu. And I thought it was the one I went to for UFC 262, like for pregame, the one on Washington or the one on Shepherd, which is in the Heights. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't. It just, I guess, it has like a similar entrance and it looks the same. Dodgers fans hate the Astros just as much as the Astros hate Dodgers fans. Settle down, bro.
Because my finish to it was going to be Astros fans hate Dodger fans because they're still whiny little bitches.
About the World Series.
It's over. You got yours last year. Just turn the page.
And who was that player that said, I don't want to get too deep into it, but we would have won two World Series? Who is that dude?
Austin Barnes.
Who's that guy?
Austin
who
Barnes.
Who are you, sir?
Yeah, exactly. And where do you get the two from? This is what it always perplexes me, because it's way past the whole Chris Paul hamstring when Charlie retaliates with, but Iguodala was out and they still had to win the finals, which is a legitimate argument. With the Dodgers or the Yankees, you're assuming even if, in the Yankees case, even if you beat the Astros, that you would have beat whoever represented the National League. If you're the Dodgers, where do you get two from, Austin Barnes?
I know.
And on top of that, you forget. Houston won two on your field with no trash cans audible anywhere. Marwin took your best closer yard in the biggest moment of one game. They beat you in game seven on your field with your best coming at them. Handily, I might add. So, and you didn't exactly set the world on fire offensively. So before you start pointing blame at others, assuming you would have won, tell me what you would have done differently to do the things at home you didn't do, because I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't get it either. But look, they can keep doing this for, because everybody talks about how, remember when the Astros played the Dodgers earlier in the season, it really wasn't that crazy. It's not going away. They keep people like, I expect, even Charlie yesterday said, I expect it to be a lot more calm. No, it wasn't. It wasn't that much more calm. There's still plenty of fans.
Did you hear that the Dodger fans blocked intersections in downtown yesterday before the game?
Dude, you're talking about pettiness. Jeez. And never forgetting. The Dodgers haven't forgotten. And if they're doing that and they're blocking entrances in downtown, I didn't know that until you just brought it up now. Yeah. But I mean, you think they forgot? Because they didn't. If they're over it by now and they don't hate the Astros, they wouldn't keep mentioning that. That's why it's not going to go any way for a while.
It's annoying. But you know what's more annoying is that you have a chance to step up and you don't do it. And Greinke, walks killed him. And that was just the beginning of what was my never-ending story, which is the bullpen. You know what? I like Enoli Paredes as a person. I like his attitude. I think he's a good, upbeat kid. I think he's got a live arm. But I also think it's time he goes down and works on some things in Sugar Land, because I can't see him not find the strike zone any longer. And then that just opened up the floodgates of bullpen BS.
Discussion, yeah.
Bullpen BS is what we should call it, because we won't say it on the air. But it's... even Dusty after the game talking about it, the fact that you can't run and hide from it anymore. It's just, it's there. It's glaring at you. And it's really starting to cost you games and positioning even this early in the season, because you're losing games in Texas you should have won. And then you're not staying in games that really are important just for a lot of reasons, even emotionally and momentum-wise, like a game last night. It's annoying.
Yeah, it is. It is. It really is. But we'll get into it.
If you could get James Click on line one, I'd like him to say something to somebody where we could, you know, come to the table to give us what we need to have.
So, let me text him. He'll join the show.
I'm sure he will.
He loves this show. He listens to the Press Box every day.
There's a text that says, you talk the same bleep. You don't practice what you preach. You text the show and you don't make sense and you don't spell out what you say. Chicken bleeper. So tell me what you mean, because I've said all along the Astros cheated. I know that. But, I mean, I don't understand why the Dodgers fans are still not letting go and they're still going with this and all these other things. You're the best team money can buy right now. You've surpassed the Yankees, I think, in a lot of ways. You're paying Trevor Bauer, what, $40 million a year? And you still and you got Mookie Betts in right field at an astronomical level, and you pay everybody else. So I don't think there should be anything that you should be mad about because you're sitting on top of the world. So there's that. We're going to keep rolling. HRNP listener line, 713-780-3776. So you can call or text that number. You can Twitch us because we're always with our Twitch family, and it's already stacking and racking with all the family members inside, so we love that. And then you can also hit us up on Twitter where it's at @TheProducerNick and at @PacManJoel. With the K. As we get to the break, before we get to that, I want to tell you about the good people at Apollo Men's Health. Look, May, June, it doesn't matter. You get with the good people at Apollo Men's Health because they can help you find energy you thought you could never get again. From the boardroom to the bedroom to the weight room, your health is your wealth. You have to invest in yourself. You got to take care of yourself. The way you do that is you get in contact with Apollo Men's Health. Set up that first appointment. You're going to find out that they take care of you every step of the way. And most major insurances accepted discounts for military personnel and first responders. Once you set up that meeting and then you start talking to people there, Dr. O and his staff might ask you some tough questions. But if you give them honest answers, both men and women are going to find, from hormone therapy to other answers, they're going to put you on a plan to get you feeling great again. And they can do it. Believe me, I'm a member of their family. I go along with their program. It's worked for me. It can work for you too. From hormone therapy to HGH peptide therapy for recovery to a full body composition analysis, they take care of you every step of the way. They're conveniently located too, right near downtown. Just get in touch with them today, apollomh.com, and you can do that online. They'll take care of you that way. And tell David Kelly and the group I sent you by. You get that free B12 shot on your first visit. So it's the gift that keeps on giving, and they get you to a place that you thought you could never get back to again. Check them out today. I love these people. It's the good people at Apollo Men's Health.
ESPN 97.5.
Stop by the Pro Shop to sign up now.
You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, we're back on The Box. It's Nick and Joel till 4. So we've got plenty to get to. And, of course, it always involves you. We appreciate you. Even the haters and the negative sharers, I got those in there in the first segment, so that's always the fun and games department. There was an eclipse last night, or actually early this morning. I think it was between 5 and 6 a.m. Coming into a blood moon. This was one of, I think this is the only time this year in which the Earth and the moon line up. And the outline turns the planet red, and so the moon looked basically red.
Did not even know, buddy.
It does not surprise me that you did not. Even though I was told, I didn't think twice about looking out the window with the full moon that I saw earlier. And so it came and it went, so to speak. But if you missed it or you saw it, let us know. But it was there. I'm just here to inform you of the information that you need. So we talked already about the Astros to some degree. I just, you know, there's a couple of questions. It's a big series. Brantley's suddenly sitting out.
Mm-hmm.
But yet Tucker gets two hits in the two hole.
Yeah.
Tucker's a left-handed hitter. Brantley's a left-handed hitter. I think that you want all hands on deck and the best players in the lineup when you're playing a team like the Dodgers. Especially now, Brantley better be in the lineup tonight. Whether it was Kershaw-itis or there was some issues that he's never hit Kershaw well, I didn't go that deep into it. But what I will say is tonight, Trevor Bauer, national TV, you got embarrassed last night. Tonight's the night you bring everything to the table, Dusty. Because as much as I like Dusty as a person, and I kind of like his managerial style, that kind of combo of players, coach, old school, but he's got a little toughness to him. I'm getting more and more irked by the fact that we can easily call out mistakes he's made. Moves he hasn't made. You and I were all over the other day in the Rangers game. Why you don't pitch to Gallo, because he's the strikeout king. And even then, even if he doesn't strike out, the better chance you set up a double play that he could hit into and he's not lightning on the bases or anything, where you could get, instead of just pitching to the best hitter and the hottest hitter on the Rangers and getting beat.
Yeah, and you heard his explanation on Gallo, which I thought was pretty interesting. I still think you don't do that. I still think you walk Garcia in that dynamic, but you're right. I mean, a lot of the stuff that we appreciate about Dusty, Joel, is old school nature. There's a lot of it that we don't appreciate about it, you know, and everybody wants that healthy mix. Clearly, the trend in baseball now is going towards, well, analytics. So yeah, you can still incorporate old school, an old school approach like Dusty will to a certain extent. But to, you know, you don't want it there 100% of the time. You know, you just want it there just when you understand that this guy has good baseball intuition, and this is why he's going with this old school approach as opposed to analytics. That's what I like.
And you know, the Astros were overly analytic with AJ, yeah. but there's got to be a happy medium. But there's also, I mean, if we're just sitting here as armchair baseball players and saying, I would have walked him, I would have gone to the pen here, I'd have left him in there, I'd have done this with the lineup there. You know, it's painfully obvious. It's not like this deep dig for baseball junkies that only they would understand. And even when he does give you his explanations, it's that of just one of the guys giving you the kind of, hey, we went with this and it was a hunch, or we felt that, or I know the fans are upset too. Well, I would hope the organization's upset too. I think you should be upset too, because how many times are we going to see this rerun where the pen comes in and just implodes and close games become out of hand games?
I think that's a tough thing if you're working with or around Dusty. You know, how do you approach this guy? And look, honestly, I think if he wasn't as old, and I don't mean to call him just like an old man, but if his age wasn't up there, I think he would be more open to analytical discussion and talking. But at this point in his, you know, life, like, why am I trying to learn that right now? And it makes sense for him not to. I mean, this was a guy that didn't even know he would get another gig as a manager in Major League Baseball again. You expect him. Now he's like, oh, I guess I do have to go to work. Let me start studying analytics at, I don't know how old he is, 70-something. That's just not a realistic ask. So I don't even blame Dusty in the sense that, you know, if there's any type of resistance when it comes down to analytics, only because it's just too late for him to start learning and delving into that so deeply. That's just a big ask, in my opinion.
But so, see, like, here's the thing I'm thinking too, Nick. As frustrated as I've been with Brian Abreu, right? Last night's the kind of game that I just let Brian Abreu go and get beat up. Once the table was set and it was going to be completely out of reach, and Kershaw was cruising and your bats weren't working till way too late. You know, that's one of those games when I had Twitter people the other day going, because I said, please, Dusty, don't do it to us again with Abreu. You can't, you got to be done going to him as much as you did. And they're like, well, where would you use him then? Exactly in those situations, in mop-up duty, in games that are out of hand, so that he can figure out his control in a low-leverage situation where he might be able to just relax and throw strikes. That's why it was still technically in reach with Paredes. But once he just decided that all hell was breaking loose and he was going to be back to his old ways, I understand you pull him there and then unfortunately Emmanuel gets hurt and we don't know the status of that. But those are the kind of games where I would use him. I don't want to use him in a one-run game in the eighth or the ninth inning trying to get to Presley. I don't want to use him when there's two on and two out and we need to get a guy out and he can't find the zone. That's the kind of issues I'm talking about. Don't use him there anymore. But then it behooves you to ask the question, if you don't use him there, and you're not going to use Joe Smith, because thank goodness he got the record and he's all happy and all that, he can't get anybody out either. And you're starting to go down the list going, we need some of these starters back, like Odorizzi, like Fromber, so that we can move some guys to the pen, so there might be some guys that can get some outs until we hear that James Click is actually trying to make a trade.
Yeah, and that's just going to that's going to take forever. I don't think James, like I said, they're holding out on that. They're going to wait on that. They're not going to rush the decision, even though they probably should at this point. But look, let's see how they bounce back against the Dodgers team, you know what I mean, for the second game. It's a small series. It's a mini series. And it is important for them to have some sort of mental advantage over some of these teams that, and fan bases that absolutely hate them, you know, like the Yankees, like the Dodgers. And let's be honest, most of the country hates them. But for we know the specific teams that really, really hate them. The Dodgers fans being here in Houston was a perfect example of that. They're just not going to make a move. So I feel like we're just going to sit here and bitch about their voids for a while, because I don't see James Click addressing this right away.
Now, you bring up a good point, Nick, because it may not mean anything because you're playing a team from the National League. It may not mean anything because it's a two-game series in the end of May. But you know where it does mean something? You got punched in the ball bag by the Yankees when you went to New York. You don't want to get punched in the bat rack one more time while you're at home coming off being swept by the Rangers as you open up maybe, and I think more and more as I'm looking at this, not just maybe, probably the most important homestand of the entire season when I call out the names that I did yesterday, Dodgers, Padres, Red Sox, two if not three of the hottest teams in baseball, coming off being swept, you can't completely tank job this homestand. So you've got to figure it out, and James Click, time is running out. You're right. They might not want to do something, but maybe they have to do something.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. It just feels like, because otherwise, if they were that proactive, Joel, about making these moves, they would give you more updates, I feel like. At least I feel like that's what the Astros organization would do. Maybe I'm wrong, but I just don't see that. Or it could be a situation where they are being proactive and they just don't want to reveal anything or kind of calm the fan base in that sense.
What's your feeling on that, though, Nick? We've got the new generation GM, which is like the Daryl Morey on steroids of analytics when he came from Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Is he trying to change the culture of GMs are supposed to talk at times like this, or we're only talking to our flagship once a week at a scheduled time, so we're not going to talk any other time? Because old school, as we talked about with Dusty, but old school from a media standpoint is when these things continue to arise and the new, you know, the reporters are hammering them every day, like, who's talking on the bullpen? I need to ask somebody some questions on the bullpen.
Yeah.
You would put your GM out there.
Yeah, but
your coach got grilled last night.
Maybe you feel more comfortable with a guy like Luhnow. I'll say this. I feel like Luhnow is more well-spoken than James Click. They both speak well, but in terms of addressing the media, I've covered those media sessions with Luhnow before. He speaks really well, and he's on point. And he knows when you're about to ask him something controversial. He does well with dodging it. Not dodging the answer, I shouldn't say that, but still addressing and answering questions the best that he could. I don't know if Click has that capability, and maybe I'm, you know, underestimating him. I don't know.
I don't know how well he speaks because I hardly hear from him. That's my point.
I know. And you need more. I need to hear more. I need more media sessions. I totally agree. But who knows? Who knows what's going to happen in that regard?
Plus,
but this city was crazy,
Nick,
though.
How about we start this? How about if we're going 100% capacity in the building, in the stadium for games, how about we start going in-person media sessions again with the GM and the coach, so that media members in the room can start questioning and then other media members can jump on a certain question and continue it, so maybe we can delve a little deeper.
It's not a bad idea, but I don't even know if Crane wants more people to talk. You're talking about an owner who came off an incredible scandal, probably the biggest scandal in the sports history, had to pay a $5 million fine, dealt with all this embarrassment. The last thing he needs is that type of... Like, you don't know if Crane is saying, you know what, I don't want you to talk.
That's a good point.
Just meet the media requirements and don't talk.
But you know why he might be saying that? Because he's already handcuffed him and said, I don't want you spending any money till I see how rapidly these crowds come back
and the revenue
and how
stream.
Much we start getting into the black again.
Because not every game is going to be like this series. It's
when
just
the Mariners come to town, even the A's, unless Fires is out on the active roster and even still.
And even, yeah.
Tuesday night, it wasn't a sellout last night. It should have been, but it wasn't. So, if the Dodgers can't get you a sellout during the week, the freaking
Mariners are going to do nothing.
Mariners, A's, the Angels, they ain't getting it for you. So you guys can kick it around with us. Let me know what you think. We're talking Astros. We're talking a whole lot more. We're just getting it started. We're only a half hour into the program, which means there's plenty more opportunities for you to get involved. 713-780-3776 for calls and texts. Otherwise, it's Twitch and Twitter. He's Nick. I'm Joel. We're the Press Box. He's Paul.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to the Press Box on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Did you stain your shorts, poor baby?
Okay, you want to just
baby,
put it all out there.
You got a black stain on your golf shorts.
You just want to let everybody know what's going on. That's fine. It's been one of those days, so I'll be careful. Just be careful, especially when this caffeine kicks in, because you're going to get something you don't want.
Dude, I already feel conflicted enough. Don't do anything to me today.
AJ wanted me to. He needs a putter and a golf bag, and I have a plethora in my garage. So I found one that has never been used, and I'm bringing it in, and I realized because they all sit in my garage that sometimes with the heat or whatever, the grips might, at a certain point, disintegrate a little bit.
Right.
But it also, it was like leaving a black mark on my hands. Well, evidently it must have hit my golf shorts. And I looked down during the segment, and I got a big black stain on the leg of the shorts. And I'm going, I can't have that. I'm like, look, see, the one day I wear golf shorts and nice shorts, this is what happens, which means it's a sign. I just have to go back to wearing the gym shorts.
You can barely notice it. And it is kind of what you get for wearing Charlie Polillo shorts, but that's it's all
or good. Granato, they both wear them.
They actually look pretty cool. They're not too. They're not baggy and like. See, the thing about Charlie wearing shorts is he's so short mm-hmm. that it almost looks like pants because he's so short.
He could be Payne Stewart and just really high baggy. Socks, and they could be knickers.
So you can probably pull it off a little bit better.
We'll see.
But I'm feeling conflicted. I'm feeling very, very conflicted.
About
bro.
What? Conflicted.
So I've got this really, really important meeting with Mr. Gao tomorrow.
Oh, do you? And then you neglected to tell me that you're trying to sell me out or what?
I might do that. And then Holly invites me to her boob consultation.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, with Dr. Linvale. And so her boob consultation is right when I'm supposed
She's
to meet.
She's getting hair on her boobs?
Oh, see.
You said Dr. Linvale. Isn't that who Fred went for dome readjustment?
Dr. Linvale's specialty is not only in hair, buddy.
Now, there's a businessman.
Yeah.
He puts hair on the dudes and boobs on the chicks.
Yeah.
You're everyone's hero, man. You're the hero everyone needs.
Now I'm kind of probably a dumb decision.
Why did she invite you?
I kind of want to send an email to Mr. Gao and reschedule the interview, but it's so important.
Like it is.
Mr. Gao meeting or Holly's boob consultation. I don't. And the other thing is, this is the initial boob consultation. So do I really want to go? Like, shouldn't I go to the consultation where there's a finished product?
Well, are they letting you see the products?
What if I go and like, what, you know, what if I don't want to see her old boobies? Well, I want to see the new boobies.
You're gonna, because the consultation is also an assessment. If you're in the room, you're getting the whole kit and caboodle. But again, I go back to, you're not dating her. How did you get invited to this session?
I don't know, but I don't want to go to the, what if her boobs hang from the chest, or like her chest?
You putting this on sports map?
Like all the way to her knees. I don't want to see that. I want to see the finished product.
You're talking about, you think she has granny boobs?
Why is she going to see Dr. Linvale?
But that's another
Clearly thing. She wants better boobs.
But here's another valid question. Holly, because you can't miss her if you follow her or even follow the station, because she's always posting pictures and putting it out there on social media that she's having fun with her friends and doing all the things she's doing, selfies and otherwise. I don't think I've ever thought to myself, you know, Holly should probably consult with a doctor and see if she can get some enhancements. That's never crossed my mind.
Not me.
Why is she suddenly? I have so many questions.
So now I'm like, it's going to be pretty unprofessional if I send an email to Mr. Gao and say, you know what?
Especially since you're keeping it a secret by telling everybody on radio.
I kind of want to see Holly's boob consultation and an experience. I've never, honestly, I just want to experience the whole situation. I want to know what
here's an idea. Invite Mr. Gao to the boob consultation. You kill two birds with one stone.
That's what
you
guys should do.
You can have the meeting while you don't miss the consultation, and Mr. Gao gets whatever entertainment out of it as well. I'm trying to see, just like yesterday.
Do you see why I'm conflicted though?
Yeah, but I'm trying to again, like yesterday. We're more like Dr. Phil. I'm trying to solve problems for you, like the greeting card with the sperm on it. I'm trying to help you here. This is what you can do. You can combine.
Well, see, if he says yes, then I'll do it. But if he says no, then I don't want to go to the consultation until I see the finished product. I don't want to go now.
Someone says Holly had kids. If so, I wouldn't go. If not, go for it. I don't believe she has kids.
I don't believe she's ever had kids, to my understanding.
Can I ask again? How did you get invited to this?
She invited me. She called me. She invited me. I asked her about, she had a big, big, serious eye surgery. So I wanted, you know me, my dad has got over 20, 25 eye surgeries. You know how I feel about that. Apparently, she had a surgery that didn't really go too well. She had like her LASIK.
Okay.
And one of them didn't go too well. So I just wanted to ask her about her eye, and then she called me and invited me.
So
that's
how
it went.
From eyes to boobs.
She brought up the boobs. I was just checking on her.
So many questions again, Nick. So if you were getting a penis enhancement, would you call Holly and say, hey, you want to come along for the ride?
Probably not.
Would you call anyone and say, would you like to come along for
but
the ride?
But what's more common, a penis enhancement or a boob consultation?
It
or
depends
a boob
on
job.
What your end result
boob
is.
Boob jobs are probably more.
Both are going to get noticed by the right people, probably.
I think talking about boobs, it's for a lot of women, it's comfortable and they're okay with it. It's not a big deal. So they don't care, and then they'll show you the results. They'll show you before and after. I've seen so many boob surgery pictures.
You can be involved in the after surgery massage. That's a thing, you know.
I didn't say that.
But I'm just saying that's a thing. If women that get boob jobs, you have to massage the implants for, I think, 2 weeks.
Do you?
It's more than daily. It's almost hourly.
You're lying right now.
No, I'm totally being honest with you.
You have to massage the boobs after you get the boob job?
Oh, yeah. You got to watch Botched. Yeah. It'll break it all down for you.
Well, if they're massaging it on botch, that's because something went down.
No. They explained early,
something went wrong.
When botch first started, when they started talking about breast enhancements, they started walking you through the process. And one of the things was, depending on which implant you get, when they're put in, it's obviously not how nature intended it. So it's extremely tight in there and compact. So in order to get the skin to kind of loosen up and also the implant to kind of settle in, they need to be massaged regularly after surgery.
And who's responsible for these massages?
Well, that depends on the person that has the implant.
Like, does the person do it to themselves?
They can.
Or is it you go back to the surgery place?
No, there's no one that although it might be a side business, but there's no one that's assigned at the clinic to being the post-surgery massage therapist. I think it's up to the person that had the operation to basically decide, I could do this myself, I can get one of my buddies, or if I have a significant other, or Nick Sciarra.
That'd be a nice job. Like, if I could specialize in post-poop,
post-poop?
No, I guess post-boob job massages would be the right way to say it.
Yes.
That would be a good industry to be in. But I don't think that's a real thing. I think they just massage themselves. I think that's the case.
Nick, we're on to something. We have a side business. Think about the initials of post-boob job. PB&J. We can market this.
Well, if you want to do that, by all means.
Better than a good sandwich, stop by PB&J today. Post-boob job massages.
Are you going to do it? You're going to start a website.
I'm pretty sure I
would. Joel's postboobjobmassages.com.
I'm pretty sure that I wouldn't be married for very long. But, hey, honey, I got this new secondary income that it's really going to help us out a lot. That's great, babe. What are you doing? Post-boob job massages. Yeah, you can pack your stuff.
And no, Drayon 290, I'm not Holly's gay friend.
Why does he have to be a gay friend?
Because he's not nice. He's not being nice on Twitch right now.
Dusty says, Joel, you're 100% correct. I had an ex that had a boob job, and I was very hands-on for weeks on giving those massages.
Really?
There you go.
Oh, so you're spitting facts.
Yes, of course. Well, when don't I?
We're creating an industry.
I think PB&J massages is a thing. We should do we should open up a business that does. I mean, who wouldn't want to be applying with
us? I'd be all over.
We would be accepting resumes 24/7.
I'd go to you. It'd be like an Uber boob job.
AJ might not go to Vegas. He might find out this is a more lucrative deal.
Yeah. Maybe there's an app. You can schedule your massage like Uber Eats delivers, but you're delivering a massage. Maybe something like that. Or a website.
This is a business.
It is.
And then, because you're so passionate about this, you can also do the post-penis enhancement.
I'm not doing that. I don't need it. Why do you keep making reference to penis enhancement?
Because I don't understand
how
you got
it. I don't need a penis enhancement.
No, I'm not saying you need it, but I'm saying I don't understand how you got invited. You're not dating her.
No.
As far as I know.
No.
So then how does she want it on Sports Map?
I don't know.
I don't understand why all of a sudden, randomly out of the blue, hey, I'm getting this done. Nick, what are you doing Tuesday? You want to join me?
I wasn't mad at the discussion.
I don't think you should be. I'm just perplexed by how it all went down.
I mean, this is not the first time I've had discussions with women about boob jobs. But I've never been to a consultation. Who texted you?
Hey,
what?
We got to get the emojis ready because we already have someone volunteering in our new business to run the PB&J social media. You want to guess who it is?
Is it Chad?
Chad Shanks. Chad Shanks says now Chad? He can bring the horse head emoji back and the gun because we do both. So he can run our social media.
Chad would be great.
This is coming together quickly.
Chad would be former Houston Rockets social media guy. By the way, I think that position is open for the Houston Rockets.
I saw that.
And everybody's like tweeting about it. Like, who wants to run the social media for the Houston Rockets right now?
Again, that's trying to be Ben DeBose Jr. Jackson, that used to be an intern here.
He used to be here, yeah.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy, is right. He's tweeting the job description from the Rockets going, oh, look at this. Like, he wants it.
Yeah.
Well, it's out there.
And I don't know if I
want that one. Why wouldn't you want this one?
I'm surprised you found somebody that wanted the gig. I don't want to be the social media guy for the Rockets.
Chad Shanks will be our PB&J social media guy.
That'd be hilarious. I would hire Chad in a heartbeat, by the way.
Well, I'll hire Tad Brown to work for us because no one knows boobs like the biggest boob on the planet.
Damn.
So he's obviously not working right now, so he'll need something to do. We got this thing rolling, Nick.
I thought it was at the end of the season he steps down.
Oh, He already gone. Last Friday, he gone.
Really? Even though they said at the end of the season?
He gone.
Really?
I asked. I got the answer. He gone.
Interesting.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Decided to wear a Yao Ming jersey on the last home game, too, by the way.
Oh, that's adorable.
You know how you feel about men wearing jerseys.
You know what? I actually would give Tad an exception. Because does he do it a lot? Does he wear jerseys a lot?
I don't want to know.
Because I don't think he does. So I don't think
they were made to be worn over dress shirts. I don't know what size it was, but I bet you Yao wasn't fitting in it.
He's leaving a gig he hasn't been with for a long time. I guess I'll give you a pass, Tad Brown, for wearing a jersey above the age of, what is it? I think 28 is the threshold, or 27.
Someone said Deshaun Watson's either going to be applying with us, or he would be our number one customer.
He needs to stay away from
anything. They are massages.
Anything massage-related, words that rhyme with massage, he needs to stay away from that completely.
Then we could do PB&J edibles. So that you can actually massage with peanut butter. And then after the massage, if you're in need of some protein and a snack. Oh, I didn't go that far. But anyway, we'll accept applications throughout the program because now you've created a side business. We have a side hustle.
I had no idea.
PB&J.
You massages created the side
business.
Fantastic.
So what I do on a daily basis. I'm the idea guy. Nick, call Starkist. Have the tuna fish. Eat the mayonnaise before you kill the tuna fish. It's a great idea. It'll work. It's from the movie Night Moves. Okay, here's what we're doing. PB&J massages, and we can't just keep it to females only, so you figure out how we're... But this is the other thing, and I don't know who can help us with this. Of course, the text line can because they're random and anonymous. If you've had an implant as a male, do those have to be massaged too? I don't know.
I'm just shocked at that whole massage thing in general.
Oh, we got another text, Nick, and it says... This is exactly what I told you earlier. You have to massage the breast implants because if the silicone or the saline implants stay put, they'll settle. Then they get hard and lumpy. And we do not, unless you like oatmeal, we do not want hard and lumpy. Well, we don't want lumpy. There you go. Back with more as we continue to do the hiring process for the PB&J Massage Factory and continue the press box. It's ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, so we've got lots of texts and comments. First of all, Crystal wants to know what you're going to decide on this whole meeting or consultation.
I don't know what I'm going to decide.
We have people making suggestions about the P in the PB&Js in terms of the peanut butter suggestion. We have a few others that asked Jermaine with a very legitimate question. Are y'all going to rename the show... The Breast Box. Very clever, Jermaine.
That is clever.
That was funny. Now, I'm going to remember this phone number because it's very frequent with sometimes a lot of negativity on the text line. But I'm going to bring this text up if it ever gets that way again because it says, I've got butt implants and I get a massage every day.
Well, I think if you...
Thank you, Deshaun.
I think if you... Once you're invasive about it and you start getting plastic surgery, I guess massages are necessary. Inflammation, stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, again, if you guys are applying, then we'll have to go through the appropriate process. Resumes are appreciated. Nick's got a decision to make. He hasn't made that decision yet. Hence, we may bring it up once or twice. But PB&JM... is in business, or at least we're considering it.
Okay.
Did you watch any playoffs last night, sir?
Not too much, to be honest with you. I was flipping back and forth. I was watching a little bit of the Astros game more than anything else. Got turned off by that. Not too. And I think I shut that off in like the sixth or seventh inning. So caught a little bit of it. Saw some highlights and stuff like that. But, man, it was a long night for me yesterday. So I caught some of it.
Okay. I couldn't. I mean, the Brooklyn game was out of hand from step one, basically. And so that one wasn't worth watching. So I was watching the Astros till, like you said, it got out of hand. Then the Suns-Laker game was actually far better than I thought it would be. However, I am deeply concerned that Suns fans are about to get a steady dose of what it feels like to be a Rockets fan with Chris Paul. Because the way he looked last night and the fact that he only played 2.5 minutes in the fourth quarter, you better hope you get that 3-day rest period when you travel during the schedule and he gets better quickly. Because otherwise, you got no shot against the Lakers. They weren't the favorites anyway. Yeah. But if Chris Paul's going to be this limited, then you got no shot at all.
Look, it's pretty evident at this point that Chris Paul's health is in question. I think everybody can see it. It's all hope over there in Phoenix, in my opinion. Their hope is you can get some sort of production out of Chris Paul, whether it's running the offense or scoring, and hope that he can come to something close to what Chris Paul actually is. But they know. I think in the back of their mind, they know the writing is on the wall. You can't have an unhealthy Chris Paul and expect to win. Why? Because he's like the heart of your offense. Mm-hmm. He only played, I think, 2 minutes in the fourth quarter.
That's what I said. Yeah, I said two and a half.
I don't see how, if you're a star player or one of your star players is only playing 2 minutes in the fourth quarter, that has to be a massive red flag for you. Yeah, I feel bad for Chris Paul.
And as good as Phoenix was, he is the head of the snake. He's the straw that stirs the drink. And as good as Booker is, without Chris Paul, this team just has basically no chance against any of the other top three teams in the West, let alone anybody else. And the Lakers are probably going to have a much easier time of it and a shorter run if that's the case. So you hope that somehow, some way, if it is indeed a stinger, not a separation of the shoulder or something more major that's going to take a lot more rest to get it back, then you hope that with a couple days. If he gets a couple days in between, and I got to look it up on the schedule, like when do they play again? Because he needs a couple of days, and maybe with intense massage and ice and all the things that they can do, maybe they.
Why do you keep bringing up massages?
I'm not doing that intentionally. I'm just saying, like, that's part of the rehab process. You know, they're going to use the Theragun. They're going to use ice. They're going to use stimulation. They might use injections if they have to. There's all these different things that they're going to have to look at. So, I mean, the more time between games, the better. So, let's see. Game three. Today is the 26th, right?
Correct.
Well, Phoenix is at LA on Thursday. That's not nearly enough time for Chris Paul.
He's not going to heal up in time, dude. I mean, look, it's not necessarily an age factor.
Now, he gets 2 days after Thursday. After Thursday's game, they don't play again until Sunday.
Right, but it's not necessarily an age factor. It's the fact that it takes time for that particular injury to heal. Yeah,
it's definitely about the injury, and that injury seems to be more serious than we all thought because he couldn't do anything with his right arm.
Yeah.
I mean, throwing those passes looked painful. He was not himself, and so therefore, they got to do something, and it's a big, big problem because without Chris Paul, like I said, they don't have a chance against the Lakers, even though they were already the underdog. And then the other game is extremely intriguing to me. The Clippers don't seem to be worried and don't think they have problems. They've dropped the first two games against the Mavs at home. And if this was the Rockets with James Harden, the first finger pointed would be at James Harden and the superstars.
Absolutely.
That are playing. You can't fault Kawhi Leonard, especially in the first half. He had 30 in the first half. Paul George, playoff P, not that he kind of makes up for all of his shortcomings in the playoffs. He put Porzingis on skates cleanup on all five style like Harden did to the Clippers. He played a good game. But everybody else was a non-factor. Ty Lue that got this contract, and he was the guy that everybody had to have. He's changed the culture. Well, you know what he's not doing? He's not coaching. Patrick Beverley can't stop Luka.
Yeah, and it might be a situation similar to Steph Curry where you want to throw multiple guys at him. And I know we're talking about a 22-year-old Luka, but he's just that good. He is that good. And so I don't know if you want to like, I mean, I don't know if you're really, really, if you're Ty Lue, because Ty Lue says he's not concerned at all with the fact that they're down two and going back to Dallas. But I don't know if he's saying that out of, you know, respect for his players and being a team guy and making sure that they feel okay about it, or you know what I mean? Like,
well, here's my thing though with Nick with Luka is he's 6'8" too. So Pat Beverly, at least we know, used to be an above average defender, right? But last time I checked, and you can back me up on my facts here, but their two superstars are supposed to be elite defensively.
They're supposed to be, and it's gotten to the point where it's really important for Playoff P to do well offensively, because when he took that big step back, it's important for him to do well defensively, because when he took that step back offensively, no one's going to look at your defense and value it the way people did. So I'm glad Playoff P did well with Kawhi Leonard. But again, I mean, how did Rondo do? How did the rest of the team do? Do they miss Lou Williams? That's another question.
You said that, and you were spot on, because that's the first thing I thought of last night. They miss Lou Williams more than they should be happy they got Rondo, because Rondo was frustrated. You knew when Rondo said something with the Lakers a year ago that everybody listened, everybody looked at him as a coach on the floor, everybody kind of took to heart what he was saying. Rondo was so frustrated last night, shaking his head and yelling at players, and I didn't see any of that same kind of responsiveness from the rest of the team. That's falling on deaf ears, bro. You are not effective.
I don't think you're going to get it out of a Kawhi either. You're not going to get a rise out of Kawhi. And even if you know, it wasn't about getting a rise, you're not going to be that responsive. He's not that type of guy where I'm not saying he's hard to deal with, but he's not that type of guy where you can just sit there and run the offense. You have to understand, the culture on that Lakers squad last year was unbelievable, partly because of all the talent that they had. But it's going to be easier, shockingly enough, for him to run the offense with the Lakers, despite the fact they have the greatest player in the game and LeBron James, only because there's a massive understanding on that squad. That's why they do so well. Clippers have never had that massive understanding.
But to the point that I think we're both kind of getting to is, not only was there a massive amount of talent on the roster, but it was managed the right way. It wasn't all Frank Vogel. No. It was Jay Kidd, who has the respect of players that knew what he used to do.
Yep.
He could get to some of the guys. Rondo could get to the guys on the floor as the coach on the floor that everybody has to respect, because he's got rings and he's been there, done that. And so it was managed the right way. I don't think the Clippers are managing any of their talent the right way. I think just like after the season, Paul George blamed Doc Rivers and he blamed the culture. And then the rest of the team blamed Paul George and the way they got special treatment. And it was just like a complete, everybody going their own direction and a completely disarray. You thought that they had it worked out? Good luck to them. And if they believe in themselves enough that they can come back from this, then maybe we'll change our tune. But if they go out early, that man with all the money at the top of the leaderboard for the Clippers organization, Mr. Ballmer, he ain't sitting around not doing anything going, this is what I paid all this money for these guys for?
He should be upset. He should be one of the first ones that are vocal. Because remember, Ballmer was super vocal when he bought this team.
Yep.
I need to see some of that vocal nature going against his own team in the event they get bounced, because I think that's what's going to happen. Lou Williams' absence. Look, you can only get so many points out of Rondo. I'm not saying it's only points to win a basketball game, but you still eliminated a pure scorer in Lou Williams.
You know who's enjoying the hell out of this?
Who?
Rick Carlisle. Because remember, Rondo quit on the Mavs and they had to send him home against the Rockets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's loving it even more that Rondo's in the midst of the suck with the Clippers.
Honestly, when I saw that trade and I saw Lou go to Atlanta, I was like, this is over. This is over. Like, they're not going to win this championship. They're just not.
I don't think they valued enough what he brought to the table in so many aspects in terms of a veteran, off the bench, fearless, shoots it anywhere at any time, makes big shots. That's something that everybody, I think, needs to consider more, even though he's with the Hawks now and they're in the middle of a big series with the Knicks. All right, we got one in the books already. Still two hours of the show to go. So stay tuned for much more as we hit the second hour of the program right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.